Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, let's jump right into this deep dive. We're taking perhaps the most iconic love story of all time, Romeo and Juliet, and asking a pretty wild question. What if Romeo had an AI chatbot whispering advice in his ear?
Mm-hmm. The fascinating premise.
Picture it. Verona, 1597, but Romeo Montague has, well, let's just say, a tiny, secretly kept smartphone hidden away somewhere.
Under the doublet, maybe?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And our source material for this thought experiment, it's really fun, actually.
Yeah, surprisingly insightful, too.
Right. It's called Romeo and Juliet 2.0, Love in the Age of AI.
And as you dive into it, you quickly realize this isn't just some like goofy premise for laughs, although, yeah, there are definitely moments that'll make you chuckle.
Oh, for sure.
But the source uses this mashup of, you know, impulsive old world passion and new world algorithmic logic to really explore something fundamental. Mm-hmm. How modern technology might fundamentally reshape human decisions, especially when you throw it into something as messy and chaotic as, well, love.
Exactly. I mean, think about how much algorithms already touch your romantic lives today.
Yeah.
Right? From dating apps suggesting matches to, I don't know, AI assistants reminding us about anniversaries.
It's already happening.
So this deep dive uses the classic R&J story almost as a framework, yeah, to look at specific moments, specific choices, and ask these bigger questions about how tech intervenes in matters of the heart and what that tells us about our own, you know, ever-evolving relationship with AI.
So our mission really is to pull out the most fascinating nuggets from the source material and see what insights we can gain about blending emotion and data in a human connection.
So where better to start than where it all begins? That fateful meeting at the Capulet Ball.
The absolute pivot point of the entire play. The moment everything changes.
Right. In the original, Romeo is moping, crashing the party just to pine over Rosaline, sees Juliet, and bam. Instant, overwhelming love at first sight intensity.
It's pure chaos.
It's pure, unadulterated romantic chaos.
Absolute chaos. A classic case of the heart completely overriding the head. No logic involved.
Holy. But with the AI twist, the source paints a very different and, frankly, hilarious picture.
Go on.
So Romeo is feeling down about Rosalind, right? No. And his AI gives him a little nudge. You can almost hear the notification. New prospect detected. Suggestion. Attend social event at Capulet Residence.
Isn't that kind of helpful suggestion?
Right. And once he's there and spots Juliet, the AI is immediately analyzing everything.
Certainly.
It's scanning her body language, probably IDing the Capulet crush she's wearing, and flagging major, major compatibility issues. The source suggests an alert like, Montague Capulet compatibility, low. Family feud flagged. Proceed with extreme caution.
Or maybe even suggest alternative activity. Return home and journal about Rosaline some more.
Exactly. It's trying to save him from himself.
And the source details the comedy that follows. The AI is trying to feed him pickup lines. You know, like, Juliet, your beauty is statistically significant.
Oh, crit.
Right. Constantly calculating optimal flirtation strategies. Initiate eye contact. 92% success rate. Follow with awkward compliment. Success rate drops to 45%.
While poor Romeo's heart is racing with, like, poetic declarations brewing.
Exactly. And this little digital voice is just spitting out logic and risk assessments.
What's really fascinating here, as the source explores, is how the AI immediately injects data-driven risk assessment into that moment of utterly spontaneous human emotion.
This part.
That pure instant connection is suddenly filtered through a compatibility score. And what it makes you wonder is, does trying to apply logic to love right at the outset actually help? Does it warn you of pitfalls, or does it just complicate and maybe even, I don't know, kill that essential irrational spark?
Yeah, does it dampen the magic? And you can imagine Juliet's side of it, right? She's falling for this intense, handsome guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he keeps glancing down at his cloak and mumbling things that sound suspiciously like algorithm outputs.
A bit confusing, maybe?
A bit confusing, maybe, but still captivating enough to draw her in, apparently.
Love finds a way, even through awkward tech moments.
Okay, so the spark is there. AI warnings be damned. Let's fast forward past the party to the scene everyone thinks of, the balcony.
Yes.
Romeo pouring out his soul under Juliet's window with all that famous poetry.
The quintessential moment of intense declarations of devotion. Pure romance.
And the original. Absolutely unbridled passion.
Mm-hmm.
But the source points out, in their version, the AI would have had a meltdown hours earlier.
Laughs, really.
Yeah, like, alert. You met subject Juliet Capulet approximately 3 hours ago. Rapid relationship escalation detected. Are you sure about this, Romeo?
That's brilliant. The AI is the voice of, like, relationship sanity.
Totally. It's trying to put the brakes on, probably suggesting Romeo just send a polite follow-up text instead of, you know, climbing walls.
Maybe wait 24 hours before declaring undying love.
Exactly. But Romeo's heart isn't listening, of course. The source describes the AI still trying to help him craft his famous lines, though. Can you imagine the AI suggesting something like, oh, speak again, bright angel. Your energy consumption metrics are optimally aligned with my solar charging capabilities.
Groans. Followed by Romeo fumbling, trying to correct it.
Your eyes. Yes, your eyes.
And the source even gets into the AI suggesting practical next steps, like drafting elopement plans.
What?
And even trying to send calendar invites for the secret wedding.
Stop it. Calendar invites for a secret elopement.
It layers this incredible absurdity onto the romance, doesn't it?
It totally does. The scene is still heartfelt, yes, because it's Romeo, but the source notes it's definitely tinged with his underlying humor.
Yeah.
His grand, passionate vows are probably now triple-checked by his chatbot.
For optimal sentiment analysis.
And you just know Juliet would be fighting back giggles while he's declaring his undying love with, like, footnotes from his app.
What's compelling about this twist, according to the source, is how the AI forces Romeo to maybe, just for a split second, inject a tiny bit of conscious thought into his utterly overwhelming immediate declarations. A pause button, almost?
Kind of. It makes you ask, does this algorithmic coaching, even if it results in slightly awkward phrasing, actually make romantic expression more considered?
Or does it just strip away the raw authenticity that makes it so powerful in the first place? That's the tension, right?
It's the pragmatic voice of the AI trying to cut through the intense, illogical roar of the heart. Always calculating.
Always optimizing. Okay, so where does this AI intervention lead next?
Well, let's move on to the duel scene. A complete turning point driven by anger, loyalty, and tragedy.
Yes. High stakes.
Original story. Romeo tries to avoid fighting Tybalt because he's secretly family now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mercutio steps in, gets killed, and Romeo, utterly consumed by rage and grief, kills Tybalt in revenge. Boom! Immediate banishment.
A sequence fueled by pure, hot-blooded human reaction. There's no time for thought, just instinct and emotion. Pure adrenaline.
And here the source suggests the AI would be going absolutely haywire.
Oh, I bet. Flashing red alerts everywhere.
Totally. As the tension builds, you'd get alerts. Conflict detected. Recommended action. Seek diplomatic resolution. Deploy calming techniques.
Probably offering breathing exercises.
As the swords come out, it's probably shouting advice like administer first aid.
Yeah.
And trying to coach Romeo through anger management exercises.
While swords are clashing.
Right. And Romeo, meanwhile, is trying to step between Mercutio and Tybalt, perhaps awkwardly blurting out AI-suggested phrases like, pray, temper your blades with. Mutual respect data protocols.
Oh, that would go over well. And then, after Mercutio is killed, that moment of pure agony for Romeo.
Yeah, when original Romeo is just overwhelmed by grief and rage, the AI is pleading against revenge. The source imagines alerts like, extreme emotional state detected. Warning, retaliatory action will result in high probability of exile. 90%.
Oh, wow.
Breathe, Romeo. Engage de-escalation protocol for the love of... Well, for the love of... logical outcome. Breathe.
What's so striking here is the absolute collision, isn't it, between the cold, data-driven logic of the AI calculating probabilities and consequences and the overwhelming instinctual human emotion of grief and incandescent rage. It's logic versus raw feeling.
And the source gives us two potential paths Romeo could take based on this AI intervention. Scenario A.
Okay.
Romeo actually listens to the AI, forces himself to flee, avoids the immediate banishment, but is left utterly consumed by guilt and frustration over Mercutio's death.
So the immediate fatal tragedy is avoided.
Right. But the source makes you wonder, at what cost? At what cost to his soul or his relationships does he just become paralyzed by logic?
And scenario B.
Despite the AI's frantic pleas, Romeo's human rage takes over, and the original tragedy unfolds exactly as Shakespeare wrote it. He kills Tybalt. He's banished.
Ah. So even the AI can't stop him.
Exactly. The source suggests that even in this case, the AI element adds another layer, right? It highlights the incredible pull of human emotion over reason and perhaps shows a missed opportunity for de-escalation.
That makes you ask, can logic, even highly advanced AI logic, truly overpower that raw instinctual drive for revenge or the crushing weight of despair in the moment?
Yeah. And it adds this fascinating wrinkle to the classic theme of fate versus choice. Is the AI just another form of external influence guiding or failing to guide Romeo?
Or does it truly empower him with the choice to defy his nature, even if he fails to take it?
It turns that moment of pure impulse into this internal battleground between the AI and Romeo's own surging feelings. Really powerful stuff.
Absolutely. Which leads us, inevitably, to the end.
Which brings us, sadly, to the final act. The tragic conclusion of the original story. Romeo arrives at the tomb, sees Juliet's seemingly dead body.
Believe she's really dead.
And in utter despair, kills himself, completely unaware that her death was faked. Just moments later, she wakes up, sees him dead, and kills herself for real.
The ultimate heartbreaking miscommunication built on a fatal lack of information. Just awful timing.
And this is where the source points out the starkest impact of the AI. Because an AI chatbot connected to the network, it would not have missed that crucial message from Friar Lawrence about the plan.
Assuming, as you hinted before, it had signal in that dusty old tomb. But yes, theoretically, the information asymmetry is removed.
Exactly. So Romeo bursts into the tomb, poison in hand, completely distraught.
Oh.
And his AI app starts flashing, like, urgently.
Oh, boy.
The source imagines an alert. Juliet Capulet's vital signs. Detected. Faint, but present. Warning. Subject Juliet Capulet may not be deceased.
Wow. Imagine that moment.
Imagine the scene. Romeo, halfway to drinking the poison, stopping dead, arguing with his phone. His despair is telling him one thing, she's gone. While the AI's cold, hard data is screaming the opposite.
Check the pulse, you idiot. Basically.
Yeah, pretty much. Despair versus rationality right there.
And this is where the source gives us two wildly different endings, both stemming from the AI twist. Scenario A, the comedy ending, as the source titles it.
Yeah.
Romeo, perhaps reluctantly, trusts the AI. He checks Juliet's pulse, finds it.
Oh, my God.
And there's this tearful reunion. The families arrive, maybe expecting tragedy, see them alive. And the feud finally dissolves in sheer relieved absurdity.
Technology literally saves the day.
In this version, yeah. AI wins, romance adjusts. Maybe the new couple's counseling later, but they're alive.
Okay. And scenario B, the dark comedy.
Yes. This introduces a layer of technological realism, maybe even pessimism. The AI glitches.
No.
Maybe the medieval tomb has terrible Wi-Fi. Maybe the battery dies. Maybe the app just crashes at the absolute worst moment.
The blue screen of death.
Yeah.
In the tomb.
Exactly. The AI goes silent. Romeo is left tragically offline and misinformed. And the original heartbreaking tragedy unfolds exactly as written. He drinks the poison. She wakes up. The end.
Wow. That second scenario is almost more potent, isn't it?
I think so.
It highlights how the AI could be the literal difference between life and death, averting disaster.
Mm-hmm.
But it also introduces the terrifying potential for tech failure at the precise moment you need it most. That reliance becomes a fatal flaw.
And that raises such a critical question, one the source really emphasizes.
Mm-hmm.
How much do we allow technology to become the sole gatekeeper of crucial life-altering information?
Especially in moments of high emotion and when seconds count.
It's a stark reminder of both the power and the fragility of relying on digital systems for fundamental truths, trusting the signal.
Okay, so we've walked through how an AI changes the major plot points. Big changes. But this source also dives into something equally fascinating.
Which is?
How does having this AI confidant actually change these iconic characters themselves and their relationship?
Ah, right. It's not just about altering the events. It's about potentially altering the very essence of who Romeo is and how he interacts with the people around him. The ripple effects.
Let's start with Romeo, reimagine.
Mm-hmm.
In the original, he's famously impulsive, prone to rash decisions, head over heels dramatic. Just a lot.
Teenager in love. essentially.
Exactly. The source suggests the AI would inevitably push him towards being more cautious, constantly second-guessing those grand, spontaneous gestures.
Mm.
Classic Romeo scales walls on a whim. AI-enhanced Romeo pauses at the foot of the wall and asks his app, "Is this action feasible? Assess risk of falling, detection, and potential parental disapproval."
Chuckles takes all the fun out of it. But the source points out the potential trade-off here, right?
Yeah.
On one hand, he might gain significant personal growth, learning to pause and consider consequences, potentially avoiding fatal mistakes, as we saw maybe in the duel scenario.
True. Less tragedy, perhaps.
But on the other hand, would we lose the fiery spontaneity, that intense, almost reckless abandon that defines his fiery romance? The source really leans into that question, is he still Romeo?
It creates this constant internal push and pull, right? The passionate heart versus the data-driven head,
yeah.
Always arguing.
Yeah, and it leads to that compelling question the source poses. If Romeo had really listened to the AI's initial risk assessment at the ball.
Low compatibility, proceed with caution.
Right. If he'd truly trusted that high-risk, high-heartbreak assessment, would the greatest love story ever even have happened?
Well.
Maybe, just maybe. That kind of overwhelming love requires ignoring the data, a willingness to be irrational for the sake of feeling.
It suggests a fundamental tension between optimizing for safety and experiencing the full, messy spectrum of human emotion. You can't have both, maybe.
Maybe not fully.
Now, let's think about Juliet. In this twist, she doesn't have the AI guide.
Right. She's analog in a digital romance.
Totally. The source describes her experience, noticing Romeo's changes. One moment he's pouring out perfect poetic lines. The next, he's pausing awkwardly like he's buffering.
Laughs buffering. She might be utterly baffled by this. The source speculates she could be frustrated by the slowing down of their whirlwind romance.
Come on, Romeo, spit it out.
Or paradoxically, without needing to constantly react to Romeo's classic wild swings, since the AI is potentially tamping them down, she might actually gain more agency and initiative in shaping their future.
Yeah.
Less reactive, more proactive.
That's interesting. And there's the crucial issue of trust. The source highlights
yeah.
Juliet has to constantly wonder if Romeo's ardent declarations are truly his own,
mm-hmm.
or if they're slightly massaged, optimized, prompted by a program. It introduces this layer of doubt into the authenticity of his connection. Is he speaking from the heart or the hard drive?
What's powerful here is that Juliet potentially stands in for raw human intuition and emotional authenticity in this scenario. She's the baseline.
Yeah.
She's balancing Romeo's reliance on algorithmic assistance. And her experience makes you wonder, what is fundamentally lost in a relationship when decisions of the heart, declarations of love, are filtered or even prompted by code?
And what happens when one person in a relationship is getting this constant non-human counsel that the other person isn't even aware of? That asymmetry.
Deep questions about connection itself.
And what about the classic human confidants in the story? Friar Lawrence, the nurse, Mercutio. The source has great fun imagining how they'd interact with or potentially compete against the AI.
Oh, this part's great. The source pictures Friar Lawrence, the well-meaning but perhaps not always effective human advisor.
His plans don't always work out.
No kidding. Finding his old-school wisdom completely clashing with AI's data-driven logic. Imagine Romeo saying, Friar, I appreciate the thought, but my AI is flagging your potion that fakes death plan as having a 98% probability of unforeseen complications and tragic outcomes. Can we explore alternatives?
The friar would be speechless. Or Mercutio.
Oh, man. Yes.
The source jokes that Mercutio, with his sharp wit, would absolutely roast Romeo about his tech reliance.
Mercilessly.
His famous curse, a plague on both your houses, might easily be followed by, and on whatever glow-in-the-dark contraption thou consulteth.
Laughs. That sounds exactly like Mercutio. These interactions add a fantastic layer of humor, yes.
Definitely.
But they also delve into a deeper question the source raises. How do our vital human relationships shift or even erode when a machine becomes part of our closest social circle?
Do we start to rely less on friends, mentors, and family for advice when we can get an instant, non-judgmental response from an AI 247?
Does the human connection weaken?
It forces you to think about the unique, irreplaceable value of human connection and human-derived advice in our most personal, intimate spheres. That messy, sometimes flawed human input.
Yeah, the stuff AI can't replicate.
So while it's incredibly entertaining to imagine Romeo scrolling through pickup lines in the 16th century.
Chuckles.
This source makes it clear this isn't just a clever literary exercise. This R&J 2.0 scenario acts as a mirror, right? Reflecting a reality that is already here.
Absolutely. AI is already deeply embedded in our love lives. It's not sci-fi anymore.
Not at all.
Just look at dating apps using complex algorithms to try and match you, or AI assistants helping manage relationship logistics like reminders and stuff.
And a trend highlighted by The Source is particularly relevant. People are increasingly turning to AI chatbots for actual relationship advice, like serious advice.
Yeah, that's a big one. The Source brings up studies like one showing users sometimes preferred ChatGPT's non-judgmental, upbeat advice over human therapists in certain contexts.
Really preferred it.
In some cases, yeah.
Yeah.
And you can see why, right? An AI is available 24/7, never gets tired, never judges you, no matter how trivial or dramatic your problem feels.
That constant availability is huge.
And some studies even found users perceived a surprising level of empathy from chatbots, sometimes rating them higher than human counselors in trials.
Higher empathy. How?
Well, the AI can perfectly mirror empathetic language based on vast data sets. When you're in emotional turmoil, a calm, neutral, seemingly empathetic AI friend available instantly can feel incredibly appealing.
Okay, I can see that.
It offers a perspective a hot-blooded human confidant or even your partner might struggle to provide in the heat of the moment, that cool, objective viewpoint.
It's that perfect blend of availability and perceived calm. But The Source is also very careful, and rightly so, to point out the critical limits. What are they?
The most fundamental limit, The Source argues, is that an AI doesn't feel. It doesn't feel love, heartbreak, or joy.
It simulates it.
Exactly. It can simulate empathy by processing vast databases of human interactions and psychology, and it can generate the right words, the perfect supportive phrases. But it lacks genuine emotional depth, lived experience, or consciousness.
As The Source puts it, it pulls from millions of online therapy transcripts.
Yeah.
It hasn't lived love or loss.
Precisely. It hasn't had its heart broken. It hasn't felt that euphoria.
It's like Romeo's AI giving technically perfect logical advice that just completely fails to account for the overwhelming intensity of his actual human feeling. The what it feels like part is missing.
Exactly. And this raises such a critical question, doesn't it? Should we truly trust an entity with no lived experience, no actual skin in the game, to guide us through the most profoundly human problems and emotions?
Good question.
The Source also discusses the potential risk of over-reliance. If we constantly defer to AI advice to avoid every potential mistake or conflict,
we might navigate situations successfully.
We might. But we also miss out on the personal growth that comes from struggling, failing, and learning from those experiences. That messy learning process.
It's like only using GPS you get there efficiently, sure.
But you miss the adventurous detours and discoveries you might make getting a little lost. You don't build your own internal map.
There's a real value in working through the messiness ourselves then, in stumbling a bit.
Absolutely. An AI might give you the perfect script to avoid a fight, but perhaps working through that conflict imperfectly, honestly, and emotionally together is what actually strengthens the bond in ways the AI can't replicate or understand.
The repair is part of the relationship.
Right.
So where do we draw the line on technology's role in our love lives? I mean, it's here to stay.
It is. And The Source proposes that AI can be a really valuable tool or assistant, but crucially, alongside human intuition and connection, not replacing it.
An assistant, not a replacement.
Yeah. It can help with practical things, optimizing dating profiles, managing reminders, offering a third-party perspective when you're stuck in your own head, like a sounding board.
Okay.
The key, The Source emphasizes, is that the AI advises it doesn't dictate.
It's that ethical tightrope we have to walk. Knowing when to listen and when to ignore it.
Exactly. It's the point where AI objectivity and data end, and human agency, our own choices, our own hearts, must take over.
Mm-hmm.
Just like our reimagined Romeo, despite having the AI whispering probabilities and consequences, ultimately had to choose in those critical moments whether to pursue Juliet, whether to seek revenge, whether to trust the AI in the tomb.
He still had the final say.
We, in the real world, have to make that choice, too. When to listen to the logical voice of the tech and when to simply follow our hearts, even if it seems completely irrational or the data says otherwise.
This deep dive into Romeo and Juliet 2.0 really lays bare that core timeless tension, doesn't it? Logic versus romance.
Human intuition versus machine data. The incredible promise of AI and its very real, very human limits in our most intimate, vulnerable decisions.
It serves as both brilliant entertainment and this surprisingly potent mirror, reflecting our own complex, sometimes hilarious, sometimes poignant dance with technology right there in the middle of our modern love lives.
Yeah, it really makes you pause and reflect on how technology is already shaping our personal narratives of communication, connection, and that age-old, beautiful struggle between head and heart.
And perhaps the ultimate takeaway from The Source is that while AI can be this helpful sidekick, offering data and perspective, ultimately love might need to remain a fundamentally messily, gloriously human endeavor, something beyond optimization.
And The Source leaves us with a thought that echoes Friar Lawrence's fellow's line, wisely and slow, they stumble that run too fast. With AI advising us, are we striving to optimize love to make it run perfectly and avoid any stumbles? Or is the real goal to embrace its messy, irrational, beautiful reality precisely because of the stumbles and the unpredictable journey they create? Something to truly think about. What do we lose when we smooth out all the edges?
Yeah. Something for all of you to think about, too. Thanks for going on this deep dive with us.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.